are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's everybody doing? Aren't we energized? This is it, guys. This is it. Home stretch. Home stretch. You know, this electoral map, I've been having a lot of fun with. It's like a video game. You've had people that just never play video games on the computer, and I think everybody has probably played the electoral map. Admit it. Admit it. You'll make Nevada blue or then switch it to red. Oh, I know. And some of you will take California and just really daringly flip California to red just to see what happens with the electoral map. Right? Right? I know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine California voting red? I know. Believe it or not. But, it's a fun map. You know, you just got to play around with the different states. With the electoral votes, Ohio's a biggie. This Ohio, they are saying that Ohio could possibly cause the election to be delayed by at least a week in terms of getting the numbers and the results. They're saying that if Ohio is as close a tie as they're predicting, we may not know. Sorry, my ear's itchy. We may not know for up to a week after the election while they're counting. Not to mention, I guess a huge storm is supposed to hit Northeast. And we don't know if that's going to be messing up voting and coming to the polls, et cetera. It was interesting. They showed the electoral map of Ohio in the 2008 election. And it was practically red, the counties. You know, almost completely bathed in red. But because Toledo was blue, Democrat, Columbus was blue, and Cleveland was blue, that was enough to turn Ohio to Obama and getting him the electoral votes. Now, this is going to be tight. This is going to be extremely tight if these polls haven't been snowing us all, year long. There's been even political analysts, even on Fox, saying this is going to be a tight one. It could happen. But it all rests on Romney winning Ohio. Now, we talked about, okay, well, what if Romney doesn't win Ohio? What if there's a couple different changes? And what if they're tied? What if Romney gets all battleground states, not Ohio? And I'm not going to sit here and do the math because, again, you guys could then play around with the map. And the map is kind of fun, okay? So you guys can play around with the map. But there is a extremely rare possibility that this could be tied. And we talked about what happened if the Electoral College is tied. Well, the House gets to pick the president. The Senate gets to pick the vice president, which means we'll possibly have a Romney-Biden administration. Lord have mercy. Didn't Romney forget President Obama's name in a speech? You know, I'm a little worried about President Clinton. I like the guy. I mean, I'm very entertained by him. But he didn't look well. He was campaigning for Obama this weekend. And his face looked very red, and not cold red. Red like coronary artery disease red, you know, where I see in people who are more prone to heart disease. He seemed to be losing his voice. He was still, very dapper and energized, but his voice was kind of hoarse. He looked very thin. And his face was bright red. It always makes me nervous when I see the face, because nobody else looked freezing around him. You know, sometimes you see that with people who drink alcohol. But, the whole face looked red, so I'm a little nervous. Now, I'm wondering if this could just be a little too much for him. I mean, he's a very youthful-appearing guy, but maybe, it's a little too much. So I noticed that. But, here we are at the home stretch. Thank heavens. Thank heavens. And I am hoping to high heaven that things go the way we need it to. I don't want to say I can't live in this recession anymore. We'll live, people. We'll live. But, I mean, I think we are so ready. This has been a horrible 4 years. Whether some of you believe it was Bush's fault or not, we could have had some sort of a relief that happened. Some of you guys got relief, and you're happy and you're voting for Obama. Many of us were scared to death. No more savings, barely making our bills, no retirement or even hopes for retirement. And now our health care in the midst, and this whole mix, is up for grabs, and not having a very solid future. And I'm just tired of seeing the fog. I'd like to kind of see that there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Right now, the fog is just too thick, and I'm not liking it. But I got to tell you something. A lot of Republicans were talking about, what if Obama wins? And they feel Obama's going to win this. I still don't see how. You know, I mean, unless, of course, I think there's a lot of baloney going on with voter fraud, and we're hearing, you know, people trying to double vote, and we're hearing about the machines, et cetera. But I mean, you would think in an economy like this, it would be a slam dunk. Current president had a chance, had 4 years, couldn't make anything work. Let's get somebody else in, has experience with money, could hopefully make things work. Okay, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, if Romney comes in, then we're going to lose all our benefits. No one's going to lose our benefits. Remember, he needs voters, too. Okay, he can't alienate half the country. Okay, he knows that. I sincerely doubt Medicaid. He's not even said he's going to be, you know, destroying Medicaid. The whole FEMA thing, I understand many of you are kind of concerned about that, although that was kind of odd. We heard FEMA this weekend ran out of water, and they couldn't really replace supplies till Monday, and they needed private sector help. We've known that FEMA does need to work with the private sector. So the issue with FEMA and what Romney wants to do is make sure states have more hands into their relief effort, which to me makes a hell of a lot more sense of waiting for the government to step in. So I'm fine with that. That makes sense. I think it's ridiculous for governors to have to wait for the government to come in and help. I think we should already have within the state plenty of supplies so we don't have to rely on the government, especially if the government has resources taxed with other states. Last thing we need to do is triage which states get the most help. But anyway, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens for the next 24 hours. I know many of you are sick of politics. Just guys, we just got to get through this last 24 hours. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in as diligently as you do. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook. When you fiddle around on Facebook a little bit later today, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines some of your questions that you've left over the weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How long does a nuclear stress test and what's it do to your body? How long is it supposed to stay in your body? I was curious, but I have one done, and they said it would go on in 3 days. It lasted 7 days.
Nuclear stress test. Well, I wish you were live. I'd like to talk about nuclear stress test. You do the nuclear stress test within a day, you know, at the doctor's office, and the nuclear isotope, that should be gone out of your system roughly 24 hours. I'm not sure. I'd love, you know, we're live 9 to noon. All right. I love the questions you guys leave. Sometimes, though, I do want to interrogate you a little bit more. We are 9 to noon Pacific time live, noon to 3 Eastern time, live Monday through Friday, every day plus Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Nuclear stress test, you go into the doctor. Yes, it usually is. Some of them make it an all-day affair. Some of them, they could do it, you know, in roughly a block of time. But it shouldn't be going on 3-7 days, et cetera. You shouldn't be feeling the isotope. The cardiolite, which many of them use, the radioactive isotope that they use, you know, they inject it in an IV. You know, I've had this test done as well. Because what it does is it's picked up by the heart muscle cells. So then they could, as they're testing you either on a treadmill or giving you the adenosine to increase your heart rate and dilate your blood vessels, et cetera, they're able to see what part of the heart isn't getting blood flow, and they're able to see reversible or irreversible. So usually this cardiolite, it's a very small amount of radiation. It's detected by that camera that circles around you. You know, I remember being on the bench. I'm like, this is kind of a narrow bench. And then the cardiolite just goes around you to look at, you know, all parts of the heart, because you got to look at the side view as well. And, you know, the cardiolite helps, you know, bring the parts to light that are receiving blood supply or not. And so, like I said, the radiation, I think the half-life of it is like 6 hours. So whatever they injected into you, half of it is gone in 6 hours. And then it just keeps disintegrating from there. So for most people, after about 24 hours, it's completely gone. You don't have to worry about giving it to your kids. You don't have to worry about exposing your grandkids, etc. So usually it should be cleared from your body. I've been asked by people with renal issues, could it take longer? It could take longer, but just a little longer. You know, usually it gets excreted pretty quickly and breaks down. Because, I mean, not only does it have to be excreted, but it has its own half-life. And the half-life of these drugs is where it kind of decays on its own. But, you know, I'd love for you to, you know, if you want to go into more detail, please call us back at 1-877-DOCDOLLY or email us at our website at drdahlia.com. Now, some of you have asked me why in heaven's earth are you, do you have to have a stress test when your EKG looked okay or borderline? Now, we've talked about this, okay? And heart issues have come up on today's show earlier today. Well, not to mention the stress of the election, but earlier today we talked about a study, and I'm going to kind of review that with you a little bit later on chelation and how one study came out showing chelation helps a little bit in terms of decreasing heart risk. We were really surprised by that study coming out that they finally did a study on that. So we'll talk a little bit about chelation and also insomnia, boosting your risk for heart attack and stroke, etc. Again, another study saying if we don't sleep, we're going to die. I hate those studies, especially since most of us can't sleep. But, you know, we've talked about this. You go to the doctor, you get your EKG. Yay! We look at the EKG, and the EKGs are pretty sensitive. I mean, if you have something going wrong, you know, when I was an ER doc, if you had chest pain, shortness of breath, a toothache, neck pain, shoulder pain, tingling, nausea, sweating, burping that wouldn't stop, hiccuping that wouldn't stop, I did an EKG on you. I didn't care, right? You were shot. Yeah, I'm going to do an EKG. And if you were, let's say, having a heart attack or having inflammation of the heart, that EKG picks it up, you know, because what is the EKG? It picks up the electricity from the heart. You got these little sensors that we put on your arms and legs to pick up the vectors. We put the sensors along your chest wall to kind of pick up whatever vectors from the heart, and very easily, painlessly, risk-free, basically, we're able to see and read the waves. And the waves of an EKG are pretty constant and consistent, right, throughout humans, adults, children, etc. And so you could pretty much, you know, train people to take a look at these and go, okay, I get, you know, I see what the norm is, and I could see what's off. Now, when things are off, EKGs are phenomenal for picking it up. They're very sensitive. What EKGs aren't is as specific, meaning if your EKG is spot normal, that means you're good. There is no sign of heart disease. No, it's not. So they lack the specificity. It's very sensitive. They will pick up, if you have something going on, they'll pick it up. But just because it's negative doesn't mean you're completely in the clear. Because if you do have a clogged artery or you do have a risk for having, you know, a heart attack, etc., if your EKG is conducting the electricity that well, you know, for that, you know, those few moments in time you're getting tested, it's going to get missed. So we like to stress your test, which stress your heart, which we call a stress test. There's an exercise cardiolite stress test where we exercise you on a treadmill or just an exercise stress test. Exercise stress test is where we hook you up to an EKG while you're on the treadmill. And we walk you very quickly on a treadmill. We play around with the incline. We play around with the speed. And we take a look at your EKG, and the waves are like all over the place. and we read those. We've noticed if we do the Cardiolite, where we use a nuclear isotope, before and after, we're able to see which part of the heart more clearly isn't getting blood. It's a fascinating test. Also, remember, I mean, if you're allergic to CT, people ask, well, what if you're allergic to CT dye and IV contrast, etc.? No, you can still use the Cardiolite. The radioactive isotope will not interact. Just like with PET scans. You can have a PET scan if you're usually allergic to IV contrast with a CT, because they don't use the IV contrast. So it shouldn't be a problem. And then, of course, for those of you that can't go on the treadmill because of knee issues or, back issues, or you just can't handle, doing that type of physical activity, then there's the sit-down test, I like to call it, where they could give you adenosine, dobutamine, presantine, etc., kind of stimulate the heart, dilate the blood vessels, and that enables you to simulate stress. Many of you say, why can't I just bring my mother-in-law into the room? You're right. That could actually induce heart attack. That's probably why, they don't want you to die during these tests. All they want to do is test you. So no need to bring in the mother-in-law. But it's funny, because when I bring up to patients and I say, look, we should do a stress test. Like, wait a second, I can handle stress. I'm a stockbroker, or, I've been fired 3 times in this recession. My mother-in-law lives with me. I can handle stress. No. We know you can handle stress. Most of us are stress cases. We got that. But what is the heart doing? Let's watch the heart. So when you are having issues, all right, and let's say you have a stress test, you start to increase your cardiac output. Some of your vessels constrict. Some of your vessels dilate. We want coronary arteries to dilate when you are exercising. But sometimes the vasoconstriction will be able to see the lack of blood flow go to the heart. Because when your arteries do constrict, if you have a 60% block already, we'll notice that now that your arteries are constricting, less blood flow go through the heart. Less blood flow goes to the heart. That will pick up either on the EKG that they have you hooked up on with the exercise, or the Cardiolite more specifically. Now, have I seen these stress tests miss? Yeah, absolutely. We had a gentleman who was complaining of shoulder pain, and I sent him to his heart doctor first. I didn't like his EKG. He had that Santa Claus look, big belly, kind of reddish face. Yeah, just like I was kind of concerned about with Clinton, even though power to Bill Clinton for losing weight, my patient just kind of had that Santa Claus look. And he was cleared. He had a stress test by a cardiologist, cleared him. So he's still having shoulder pain. So I x-rayed it, MRI'd it, even got an orthopedist involved. Orthopedist goes, your shoulder's fine. I'm not sure what's going on. Is it coming from the neck, etc.? Well, I just didn't like it. I go, I'm sending you back to the heart doctor. I just don't trust this. It turned out they angiogrammed him, where they shoot a dye that goes through the arteries, and were able to light up and see that one of his coronary arteries was dental floss thin. The lumen, or the opening of the artery, was that thin. Now, seeing something like that, to me, means he was getting enough blood flow to possibly pass. But this guy was ready for a heart attack. And his only symptom was shoulder pain. Crazy stuff. And I see this going on break soon. So, so to answer your question, don't worry so much about the radioactive isotope with these stress tests. The output of what you get is so phenomenal. And like I said, it's out of your system within a day. All right, don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wondermill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, as we're arguing back and forth with prostate cancer screening and should we do the PSAs and should we not do the PSAs and should we watch and wait, should we let Obamacare take this over, some of you have asked me, what can you eat? Is there anything you could eat to prevent cancer? Well, Fox actually came out this week with an article discussing what you can eat to prevent prostate cancer. Now, I mean, nothing is going to prevent cancer completely, but we keep bringing up the same foods, and I might as well bring them up because these are important foods and we need to remind ourselves, especially since many of us are eating our kids' Halloween candy. So, my kids, they raked it in. In fact, they were starting to get tired with the Halloween candy. They're starting to get tired when we were trick-or-treating last week, and I'm like, keep going. We still have all these houses. Some of these houses look fancy. Keep going. You know, because I knew that whatever supply they got was going to last us, you know, into the cold winter months. Chocolate. Anyway. All right. So anyway, okay. So what to eat to help prevent cancer. Of course, you gotta get into those tomatoes. The lycopene. Lycopene is an antioxidant. Tomatoes are yummy. They're juicy. You can make sauces out of them. It's one of the very few fruits or vegetables I'm a huge fan of. It's an antioxidant, has carotenoid, gives tomatoes their color. Remember, you gotta go for the bright green and red and yellow and orange, peppery, fruity vegetables type thing, because those things seem to have the most antioxidants and pretty healthy. That's nature's way of attracting them to you. So you get them. They say, if you, I'm trying to see, you know, how should you cook them? They talk about the longer you cook the tomato, the more the lycopene is released, which is why if you're a pizza eating type of person, sometimes that sauce, it's lycopene depleted. But you know, top your pizza with tomatoes. Why not? Pretty juicy. Okay. Broccoli. Ugh. Broccoli has sulforaphane and they're cruciferous. So your cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, yuck, are healthy. I'll go for the tomatoes, but the sulforaphane can act as an antioxidant itself, can boost apparently detoxifying enzymes. They say I like broccoli when it's completely smothered in cheese and cooked to the point where you can't taste it anymore. That's not the best way to eat broccoli. I do like to stick broccoli on a low-fat cheese and chicken pizza. Then I could get the broccoli in me. See, that's what you got to do with these vegetables. You got to kind of sneak it in, smuggle it in to sneak into the food, and that's how you get it. You know, I do that with the kids too. Like, I'll take some little broccoli. What are they called? The is it broccoli heads? Kind of, right? You know, and I'll pretend like it's parsley, and I'll get those broccoli heads, you know, mixed into the meatloaf, something like that. You could do. I think Jerry Seinfeld's wife wrote a cookbook with that same idea. There's ways to stick the spinach in the meat, in the brownie, without these kids knowing. Broccoli, I think, is a little harder because they're so floury and they get in your teeth. I know that's hard. You know, what did you eat, buddy? I just had my mom's meatloaf and brownies. Yet there's like broccoli sticking out of their teeth. Okay, soy products. Soy products have isoflavones. I guess. And these isoflavones also are found to be anti-cancer. They have been shown to fight prostate cancer. Apparently, you could get soy milk, tofu, protein powder is supposed to help. I'm not a big soy eater. I could eat, I got to tell you, the only time I could eat tofu is if I think it's meat. You know, have you guys done that where you think you're eating something? And so for the first second or two, it tastes like what you think you're eating, right? Isn't that cool how your body does that? And then all of a sudden, it tastes different and you realize you stuck tofu in your mouth instead of a big chunk of chicken. But for the first couple seconds, you think it's chicken. If you look at a dish and you think you're just sticking a big cubic piece of chicken in your mouth. So my recommendation when it comes to that is to, like I said, pretend you're eating chicken and not know it's tofu. You got to do that. And by that time, it's in your mouth and you swallow it. So you could do that. Okay, now they say flax, right, like flaxseed, et cetera. Flax is a plant. We use it to make linen, but it's high in omega-3s. These appear to help fight prostate cancer as well. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're talking about foods and anti-cancer properties of foods. We talked about tomatoes and the lycopenes. We talked about the cruciferous vegetables and their antioxidants. Talked about soy. Now we're talking about flax, the omega-3s. You know, and notice, we're not really telling you guys to pop the fish oils, pills, but we're telling you to eat the flax. We're telling you to go and eat the fish. Okay? Now, apparently, November is called Movember. Did you guys know this? Men grow their mustaches for 30 days to raise awareness and funds to help find a cure for prostate and testicular cancer. Did you guys know about that? It's Movember, where you guys wear a mustache. Mo, I guess that's where they're getting it. All right, do you guys buy that? Hey, I think it's great. You know, honestly, I think anything we could do to raise awareness is good. The only problem is people are going to think it's like Tom Selleck month. Tom Selleck, he had a real big, you know, has a real big, thick mustache. is, who is it? Farber or somebody in Gold Rush. You know the Gold Rush guys? They have these big beards. I understand they grow out these big beards. Very manly, kind of keeps them warm. But one of them, he does the safety. He's tall. I think Eric Ferber. Anyway, he has a big, thick mustache. That's like a mustache you'd see from the 1920s. That's a big one. I mean, again, if it keeps them warm, it keeps them warm. But you're thinking, okay, if you have that big mustache, you grow a big beard. I don't get it. All right, good. I like Dave Trent. He's kind of handsome. He's like always clean shaven, right? Chris Dumit, right? You're very clean shaven. I like that look a lot. But look, if you guys are going to grow the mustaches, look all manly, I'm fine with that. My husband has a goatee. He has the goatee. He's a little upset about it because the goatee's turning gray. I'm like, you know what? That's sexy. Don't worry about it. Gray's good. Gray's good. But so he doesn't know if he's going to shave it. I think he looks better with the goatee, you know. I'll tell him to grow it out a little bit more this month because it's Movember. Hey, if that's what you guys do, I love it. I think it's good. Power to you. All right. So looks like they're working on a pacemaker that is going to be powered by your own heartbeat instead of batteries. Now, I thought the whole purpose of the pacemaker is, you know, to help out because your heart is kind of pooping out. But from what we understand, researchers at the Department of Aerospace Engineering at the University of Michigan have created a prototype that runs piezoelectricity. That's the electrical charge generated from motion. Lead author Dr. Amin Karami said this could be promising. We're getting this from Daily Mail. Because they only require small amounts of power to operate. Right now, the implanted devices send electrical impulses into the heart, help maintain a normal heartbeat, and these implanted devices, these pacemakers, we replace every, 5 to 7 years when the batteries run out. They say many of the patients are children who live with pacemakers for many years, and they're going to be pretty excited about this. So rather than, I guess, you take it out the pacemaker, if it could be, I guess, charged with its own piezoelectricity coming from the heart. The latest study, the team measured heartbeat-induced vibrations in the chest. They then used a shaker to reproduce the vibrations in the lab, connected it to a prototype cardiac energy harvester. They had developed measurements of the prototype's performance based on a wide range of simulated heartbeats, showed the energy harvester generated more than 10 times the power required by modern pacemakers. So my guess is if you have a heart that's working, it could, we could power our house. Can you imagine my power bill going down? What also moves a lot? My butt jiggles. My butt jiggles a lot. Maybe we can capture and harness the piezoelectricity of our butts. How about that? I think it's great. All the power to you. How much would it cost? I don't know, $5,000? I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Attention ladies, if you took Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella and suffered injury, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Have you or a loved one suffered a blood clot, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart attack, stroke, or death? For lawyer referral, call 855-929-2667. 855-929-2667. Again, if you took Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella and suffered injury, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 855-929-2667 for lawyer referral. lawyer referral, 855-929-2667. Again, for lawyer referral, call 855-929-2667, 855-929-2667. This lawyer referral service is brought to you by Focus Resources and does not give out legal advice. Message provided for informational purposes only and is intended but not guaranteed to be complete and should in no way be taken as an indication of future results. Information offered only for general and educational purposes. You should not act on or rely on any information contained in this ad without first seeking the advice of an attorney.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy sponsoring this hour of the show. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Election results as they come in, we are going to be a tweeting and a Facebooking and a hollering. Very important stuff. Huge next 24 hours, guys. Huge. I mean, this is the final stretch. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? We should hopefully know who our president is soon. We're talking hours. But, you know, I got to tell you, it's making a lot of people nervous. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that Obama's really going to win this. And you start to hear people, yeah, but the Republicans will hopefully hold the House, and what's happening with the Senate? I know there's a few races in the Senate that could really change things. From what I understand, the Senate right now has like a 53-47. type of majority, because I guess two independents usually go with the Democrats, I guess. 53-47. Republicans have to gain 5 seats. If they could gain 5 seats, they're good. They are good. I mean, 3 seats, a little nervous. Four, let's just, they got to gain 5 seats. House is looking pretty safe from what we understand. All right, but I really don't want gridlock. I want Romney to win because I do not want to see this gridlock back and forth baloney we saw. We need to get this economy back and jump started again. We need to get rid of Obamacare and start fixing health care and cracking at it by individual bills and actually make movements. Unfortunately, all I've seen Obamacare do at this point is, I'll be honest, what have I seen Obamacare do? Okay, I'll be honest, okay? I have seen physicals get covered, which is nice. It's nice now, because I remember our patients, you know, they'd come in for a physical, wouldn't get covered, so they had to have something wrong with them. They had to be sick. Okay, I get that. Still haven't seen the pre-existing condition clause. In fact, what I've seen is insurance companies more so block with pre-existing condition because they aren't at that deadline yet. I've seen insurance rates and premiums skyrocket. Absolutely skyrocket to the point where it's unbearable. I mean, we couldn't. We couldn't carry our health insurance. Unfortunately, Obamacare scared that. We've also seen lower hiring. I mean, you know, most business owners we know, even if the economy does start to improve a little bit, you know, being mandated to pay for the employees, their families, based on the number of employees you have, people are going to try to stay under that number, employers. And so that I've seen. I've been pretty frustrated with that. Haven't seen much with the Medicaid expansion yet. Again, it's still early. Many of the provisions with Obamacare were supposed to happen after the first presidency. So, but like I said, I have noticed that physicals are getting covered. Not really having much positive notes from my patients in terms of the whole birth control issue. Many of my patients that are on birth control, I think they are happy if they don't have to have the copay. But I expected to hear more, you know, from my younger population about that. Not really hearing much. And it's not because they're like, oh, well, Dr. Dahlia is on conservative radio, so of course we're not going to tell her. No, I talk to my patients all the time. I have a lot of liberal Democrat patients, liberal Democrat friends. I do. You know, and I'm like, look, what, are you happy, et cetera? But, you know, many people aren't. Right, because they're like, I'm noticing my premiums went up. It would have been cheaper for me just to pay for my health insurance. I didn't realize my premiums, or it would be cheaper for me to just pay my copay on my birth control. I didn't realize my health insurance would go up as a result. And I think that's what a lot of us are seeing. Whatever good was supposed to come from Obamacare, we got spanked at the back end because of the insurance rates hiking. So I have heard some people say, look, my rates are so much higher, I pay more per month than the $15 or $10 copay I had. And that's true. If you're an employee and your insurance has now gone up 30, 40 bucks a month, yet your birth control copay was 10, you are taking a loss. You know, I Democrats didn't think about that one. So I'm not seeing as much support as you would have seen from these young people who got their birth control paid for, right? So, you know, what's going to happen with the House and the Senate? That's also going to be extremely closely watched. You know, we discussed, you know, in the first hour why they're, still saying Obama has a lead in these polls. I mean, again, these dense, highly populated cities usually go Democrat. Rural suburbs, more conservative and more Republican. And, you know, we discussed Ohio and why Ohio is so important. No president has ever won the presidency without winning Ohio, and all these years in elections, and how, you know, this is why the candidates spent their last day in Ohio. And, you know, you're hearing this back and forth, and they showed us what the electoral map looked like with all the counties in Ohio last election in 2008. It was almost covered in red, but because Toledo, Cleveland, Columbus were blue, vote a Democrat, it was enough to move that whole state. Oh, I think Virginia, same thing happened. You're looking at these maps on CNN and Fox during the election, completely covered in red. But if the city itself, the metropolis, is a Democrat, whole state goes to it. And so it doesn't matter square area, it doesn't matter square footage, miles, that doesn't matter. It all matters population in the population dense areas, which makes sense. And so, this really could be, again, it all depends on how many people are benefiting from Obama. I mean, we look at this as the country's not benefiting. We have unemployment, et cetera. But I've had many people extremely honest saying, look, their families paid for it. They got the unemployment benefits, right? They got the food stamps. They got things are good, and they're afraid that the Republicans coming in could change that. All right. Now, for those of you that are fighting to put food on your table and you think the Democrats are taking care of you, I understand why you feel that way. But for those of you who are saying, look, I would rather not work and I'd rather collect unemployment. Okay. I can't say anything to you guys with that. I mean, come on. I mean, if you have gotten a free ride, time to get off the train and get a job again. We need you to pay taxes. Okay, I mean, I get that you can't work, you're disabled, I get that you can't work, you need to put food on the table, but wouldn't you rather get a job? You know, one of my patients, very honest with me, and I welcome his honesty, okay, and I'm not going to criticize him, because it was very nice that he was honest, but he said, Dahlia, I'm used to not working now. I don't really feel the incentive to get up out of bed and deal with the crap I was dealing with before I got fired. Things are kind of nice right now. And so for those of you thinking, how the hell can Obama possibly win in this horrible election, in this horrible year, if you have people that really are of that thinking, they really don't want to go back to work, no wonder they would be more inclined to vote for the president who's kind of, run things the way he has the last 4 years. I mean, we spend a lot of time on voter psychology and what people are thinking, because some of you just don't understand the poll numbers. You just don't understand why people are predicting Obama to win this. And, we usually blame liberal media for that. But, I'm opening my eyes every day and hearing people think that the way things are now with their unemployment benefits and getting it for 99 plus weeks is kind of nice. Do they really want the economy stimulated again? Benefits cut so they have to go back to work. Not a lot of incentive there. We need you back at work. All right. The reason why the Democrats have to raise taxes is there's not enough taxes coming in. Republicans are like, we won't raise your taxes because if you're working, we're going to get your taxes that way. But if people don't want to work, where's the tax money going to come from? Very interesting take on this. All right, guys. Going to have a lot to talk about later this week. You guys, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. We are going to be communicating a lot. Don't go away. If you could stay with us for another hour, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.